Welcome to the Beat Red Podcast, a show where we talk about all things embarrassing. We tell our embarrassing stories. We tell your embarrassing stories. You tell your embarrassing stories. It's just embarrassing all around. I'm Katie.
And I'm Mary Kate.
Let's turn Beat Red. How was your week?
How was my week? It was good. It was Thanksgiving week, and I went to Chicago and froze my butt off.
Oh.
How was your week?
I was in Florida. I was not freezing my butt off, but it was really nice to see my family.
I bet.
And I read that Demi Moore book that you gave me, the autobiography.
Did? Was it good?
It was so good. It was so juicy. I actually did not know so many things about her life that she shared in there. I had no idea. And she's had a really hard life. Like, I had no idea about her childhood.
I don't know anything about it. I just knew you know, for those who don't know, Katie, when she travels, she reads an entire book on the plane.
That's the only time I read books is on plane. So I read one on the way there and one on the way. I am a fast reader, so I should read more, but I don't. I pretty much just read on planes. It's the only time I can like sit and focus. So yeah, no, it was I like flew through it in like 3.5 hours. It's a really fast read, but it was so good. And yeah, it was juicy, and she's handled a lot of her life with a lot of grace and compassion. And I was really surprised and impressed, and yeah, all the emotions. It ran the gamut, and it was very entertaining. So
good.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Of course. Yeah. I'm going to always get you something that, because for that reason, now you read them, and then I can hear all of them. I can hear it back.
I will tell it back to you. Yeah, I'll give all the details off air. So what else? Oh, so yeah, just now outside when I thought you were pulling up to the studio, I was down there just a waving and a shimmying, and it was not your car.
So, it's not me.
It was not you.
I
realized it as two guys in the car, like fully rotate their heads around and like pause their car. They're like turning the corner and look at me like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, that's not. And I don't want to wave you over here. So I like immediately ran inside. I was like, I'll just tell you I'm here.
Oh, I'm so bummed that I missed that welcome.
Fun.
But
yeah,
you know,
it was a nice welcome.
I was driving like 007. I was driving like Bruce Willis in Die Hard here. I was literally just like, I'm not going to make it. I like peeled around. You would have known it was me because I like there was like smoke and fire under my tires as hockey stopped in front of the building. Yeah.
You did it.
I did. Yeah. And here we are.
Hooray.
Hooray.
Okay. So for our first caller, you may have already seen her hilarious viral clip on Instagram where she references an embarrassing moment. I'm not going to give away what it is, but I saw it and I immediately slid in those DMs. I was like, did this really happen? Like, is this really like, were you joking or was this something that really happened? And if it did, would you please like tell us on the podcast and elaborate on it? And I am so grateful that she agreed. She is hilarious. She's a comedian. We're talking to Hannah Dickinson. If you're not following her, go follow her right now. She's Hans Dickey, HANSDICKIE on Instagram. And she's Hans Dickey on TikTok. So let's call her up. Here's Hannah.
Hello.
Hannah.
Hello.
It's Katie and Mary Kate with the Beat Red Podcast.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, how are you guys?
We're good. We're so excited to talk to you.
We are so excited to talk to you, Hannah. Thank you so much for doing this.
The rest of this story that has gone viral, and the punchline is like the best part that doesn't have any elaboration. So we're so excited about that.
Oh, yeah. I know. I was asked to do a part two, but I was like, I'm not going to put that on the internet, but I would do it on a podcast.
Yay!
Put it on my face.
We're so lucky. Yeah, this podcast is all about embarrassing stories, so it's literally perfect.
Yeah,
for
and,
us. Yeah,
and it's totally faceless. Like, it's just your voice. It's just your story. That's
I mean,
it.
They're going to know who she is.
They're going to know who you are, but it's okay.
All about
it's anonymous.
Is,
Nobody's going to know except for they're going to know about you, but...
Unless you don't want us to, you can be honest. If you just want to be Hannah, you can, but I actually like am giving you a whole glowing intro if you want it.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I mean, it already happened. You know what I mean?
Right.
The worst is over.
The best is telling it and then it's freeing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Then you're like, okay, it's not that bad, actually.
You're not alone.
It's pretty bad. It's one of those things where you think about randomly in the moment of the shower and you're like, oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You scrub your skin a little bit harder.
Sitting on the couch. Yeah. Just moments of like, oh, yeah.
Let's get into it. Let's hear it.
Well, I guess, I mean, it was with someone I didn't know that well either, which makes it even worse.
That does
so
make
it wasn't
worse.
Like,
funnier.
It's not like a boyfriend where you can laugh it off. It was this guy from Tinder. And
woo.
Yeah. And the first night we hooked up, he came very quickly. So he asked me to come back because he was like, oh, like.
That's never a good sign.
Yeah, it's never a good sign. So he was like, I'll come back. He was like so excited for me to come back. I've never had a guy be like, can you come today after hooking up randomly? I was like, okay. And I wasn't expecting to see him. So I did have cauliflower in my lunch, which I usually avoid.
I'm already dead.
You know what I mean? I usually avoid cauliflower.
Right.
Brussels
it's not a sexy
if
food.
I know I'm going. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. You never, because it just traps gas in the most random places. And like, you never know when it's going to come out or where it's going to come out.
You
so
never
I
know.
Avoid those foods.
It's Jack in the Box.
Yeah. But if you get a 4 o'clock hookup request, you've already eaten for the day.
Afternoon delight.
Well, this is like, he was like, come over after work because he worked from home. I was like, okay.
I'm sure he wanted to redeem himself. You know, that's what it comes down to. Yeah.
And good,
and
good on you for being like,
and
okay.
I didn't. Yeah, I was like, sure, let's see what you got, you know. He had a really nice apartment.
Nice.
So that was like the main draw. And he had like all West Elm furniture, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, and then he was like, all right, I'll go down on you first. I was like, oh, that's nice. And then I was totally relaxed, and I usually am not, but I was like totally relaxed, and it was just this long...
She hasn't even said anything yet. You're already laughing.
Long queef. You know when it's like it's like you're like, is it gonna stop? Yes. You know what I mean?
Especially when you're like, you were relaxed. You were so relaxed. So you just were like,
and then
probably just.
And by the time I tightened up, it was like too late. Like it was already like flipping out. And he literally like popped. Like he's like, and I'm like, oh my god. And I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to recover from it. Like I didn't say anything, and he didn't say anything. He just stopped.
You literally queefed in his mouth.
Yeah.
And he just stopped, and you were like frozen. Yeah. I mean, what do you do? I would do the same thing. I'd be freaking
what
out.
You know what? I would have been like, that's for earlier. Can you come back later?
That's for yesterday.
That's for yesterday.
Yeah, now we're even, bitch.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That's the worst ending to a Nancy Myers movie. Like, when you said the West Elm furniture, I was like, oh, it's a Nancy Myers movie. And then it says, like, that is not. That's
yeah, you should have said, like, yeah, that's what he built up yesterday. And you didn't have a release. So you got, like, that was
that is a psychotic thing. If you said that, that would be so crazy. But you don't need to feel bad about this. You don't need to shudder in the shower. No way.
Yeah, I think it's great. It's actually iconic.
Ew.
Yeah, I never heard from him again, which is fair.
Wait,
I
so what happened? Fair. You just literally didn't say anything. You got dressed and you just left? Or like, did you try to like change the subject? Like how? Like,
did you blame it on something else?
What
were
you
like,
do?
Is your air conditioning working?
Did you say, just to let you know, that was definitely not a fart.
I was just kind of like, aha, like, oh. And then he just kind of like turned me around and had sex with me.
Okay, great. Okay. Great. So it was redeemed.
And
it was
that passed it.
Okay. Yeah, but it was like not past it. You know what I mean? Yeah. It was like, I'm not going to look at your face. And I was like, I couldn't look him in the eye. So it was like, fair. And then afterwards, like, I would say 5 minutes afterwards, I was like, you know, I have to go. And he's like, great. You know, he's like, cool. Awesome.
It's just so awkward on so many levels.
It really is.
Did he last longer than 30
seconds? I was just going
to
ask that.
Yeah. You know, I'm not even sure he actually came, to be honest, after what happened.
That's what he gets.
I don't know if he did, actually, because he might have, but it was like the least intimate moment of my life after that.
Yeah. It's so uncomfortable. And with somebody you don't know exactly. If it was your boyfriend of a long time, you could get past it. You could talk about it. You could laugh about it, like something.
Yeah.
But a stranger, essentially, is so awkward.
I think you've honestly told the funniest story that's ever been told. It is so good. And you need to feel proud about that. Because look, yeah, what do we can't all have, like, I keep returning to the weird Nancy Myers Hallmark relationships, but we can't all have these perfect moments with these, like, you know, torrid love affairs that we have, you know, scattered throughout our lives. Some of them, you just got to queef in their mouth and get out of there. Don't worry.
And I felt like, you know, I get ghosted a lot because I live in New York. So it just happens a lot. And that I felt like, all right, well, I know why. You know what I mean?
Like, you're like, this one I
other guess. Times I'm like, what I do, I have no idea. Is it my personality? And this one was like, I got it.
Yes. Yes. I've been there a million times too. I know what you mean. You're just like, wait, what? Everything went perfectly. And then why? But this.
But yeah. Did you even want to talk to him again after that? Or were you just so happy to leave too? You know?
Yeah.
I was so happy to leave too. I mean, honestly, he was not the guy for me anyway, like personality wise. He wore a cowboy hat in New York City. You know what I mean? Like he was not.
That is so hard to get on the subway, go on and off the subway with it. With that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. He had a cowboy hat hanging on his side. I was like, do you wear that? And he was like, I've worn it on the subway multiple times. And I was like, that is. I would never be able to date someone like that. I'm sorry.
Not with
me. I don't care that you got it in Aspen. Like, it doesn't matter. It's so even better.
I think that makes it worse. Yeah, that makes it worse.
Yeah. It's like not even in Texas. Like, loved, yeah, like he had like a cocaine and parm night with his friends. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
he
was kind of a finance. You know, like a cocaine and chicken parm night.
That's a thing?
Cocaine and chicken parm? I thought you said cocaine and prom night. I was like, oh, whoa.
Chicken parm
is even funnier.
Chicken parm and cocaine night.
This guy contains multitudes.
He contains multitudes. He is wearing nothing but boots and spurs and eating parm with some coke lines on his nostrils. Not relationship exactly. material.
That is the perfect guy to queef in the mouth, I think, honestly. a cauliflower queef in their mouth.
Cauliflower queef.
I can only imagine how it tasted, to be honest.
It's hilarious.
It's a band name if you want to start one.
Cauliflower queef.
Cauliflower queef, right there. Slam.
Yeah, it's
good. No, that's so good.
That story's hilarious. Thank you so much, Hannah, for sharing that with us.
Hannah, thank you so much. No.
And if you ever want to tell us more, you are welcome to talk to us anytime.
You've told the funniest story I've ever heard.
It's seriously. Iconic. It's so good.
If we give out awards, you get one for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, great. I'm glad something came out of this.
Great.
Yay. It's freeing, right? You got it out. You talked about it. Yeah. Now it's like, who cares?
Right. You know? And you can go back.
Yeah. A part of me wonders if he saw the video and was like, yeah, I know that girl.
Oh my God, that'd be so funny. It was me.
Yeah. He needs to make a response with his cowboy hat on. He's got to do it. Oh, we can only hope.
Yeah, seriously, I would love that.
Amazing.
Or maybe it happened to him all the time.
Yeah, maybe it did. Hannah, have an amazing rest of your day. Thank you so much for talking to us today. And I can't wait. This is going to be out on Tuesday, actually.
Yeah. Yay.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It's a fast turnaround this time.
Thank you so much, Hannah. Have the best weekend.
No problem.
Okay, bye.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Isn't that amazing?
That's the best. I love this.
It's the best story ever.
This is from Randy in Thailand, and he writes, when I was in high school, I used to spend my summer working at a summer camp. As a camp counselor, I was responsible for many things. I was a water ski instructor, I led hikes, and I created scavenger hunts, but my favorite thing to do was to teach sailing. The camp I worked at had a bunch of plastic single sailboats called toppers. They were pretty easy to rig and were really fun to sail on the ocean. The only problem was that boats and the ropes used to rig them were designed primarily for freshwater sailing, and the salt water of the ocean really did a number on them. Mm. This is not my world. So one day I had a few free hours in the afternoon, and I decided to take one of the boats out for a spin without any campers around. There was a stiff breeze, and I knew that I'd be able to get the boat going at a pretty good clip. So I rigged my boat and pushed it into the sea. What I hadn't paid particularly close attention to was the fact that all of the ropes I used were completely frayed.
Oh, no.
Dun, dun, dun. So off I went.
Is it just him on the boat?
It's just him.
Okay.
Doesn't tell anyone about it because it's like he's got some free time. He's going to go sailing. I was heading towards the horizon, my boat gliding along the ocean surface. I was in heaven. It suddenly occurred to me that it would be fun to try and do a donut in the middle of the sea. I was going fast enough. Why not increase the thrills of the ride? I pulled the rudder as hard as I could toward. I would never do that. I'd just be like, let's go around this circle.
I would never.
Sorry.
Like, I would never. I mean, I did that on Randy. Like jet skis, but I would never do that
on a circle of death
on
a sailboat.
Boat. Yeah, no.
So he said, I pulled the rudder as hard as I could toward me, and the boat started to spin around. What I hadn't anticipated was the sail swinging toward me.
Oh my God.
The rod at the bottom of the sail hit me right across the bridge of the nose and sent me sailing asshole over elbows into the sea.
That's so scary. He could have died.
I know. He could have shattered his face.
Yeah.
As my head surfaced, I expected to see my boat right next to me. Since I had let go of the ropes, the boat should have been there with the sail just fluttering in the wind. But the frayed rigging had gotten stuck, so the sail was still catching wind. There I was in the middle of the ocean, and my boat was sailing off into the sea.
That's
unmanned.
Terrifying. That's like my worst nightmare. And there's aliens in there.
I know. I was going to say sharks.
There's sharks. No, there's aliens.
Aliens in there. Please.
Big old octopus.
Keep ruining octopi. Boogie boarding for me.
Worst nightmare, to be stuck in the middle of the ocean.
With aliens.
Your boat sailing away from you. Like, and that is terrifying. No, I would be like, aliens, come save me. Like, that is so scary.
So hovercraft is like, please get on,
please,
baby girl.
Aliens, glide on up.
So eventually the ropes gave way and the boat stopped moving 500 yards away. It took me almost 20 minutes to get back in that boat. I sailed it back to shore, and there on the beach were all the campers and other counselors who had watched the entire debacle.
Oh, man.
That's so embarrassing. The campers.
They saw you flying in a donut and flying off the boat. They smack you in the face. That actually probably looked really funny.
And having to swim so far to get back on with your bloody nose.
But he's lucky he wasn't knocked unconscious. That's so scary.
Oh, he would have died.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's
terrible. He could have drowned. That's what my first thought.
Can you imagine being a camper?
Yes, that is so scary. They would have had to go save him.
I guess I have a weird impulse to laugh at things that horrify me. Mm-hmm. From then on, to my chagrin, I was taken off of sailing instruction for the remainder of the summer and given the moniker Bloody Nose Randy, King of the Seven Seas. Bloody Nose Randy.
King of the Seven Seas. Yeah. That's quite a moniker.
And that also doesn't even have a ring to it.
I feel like that's kind of a compliment.
Bloody Nose Randy. I guess it's kind of a compliment.
Okay. I'll take it. I have another one. This next story comes from Beth in Washington, and she writes, "This is an embarrassing story from when I was 15 years old. Jess was my best friend in middle school and high school, and I was constantly at her house. Almost every day after school, we would hang out, and on weekends, too. Inseparable is the perfect word. Of course, that meant I saw a lot of her brother, Todd, too. He was a year older and so hot." Too hot. Brother,
friends that have brothers.
So many hot brothers.
I love
brothers,
sleeping over
right?
at their houses. And
so many hot brothers.
I know.
Anyway.
But then we had to do dorky stuff in front of them. You know what I mean? Because my friend would just be like, let's go make up a dance. fine.
You're like, no, your hot brother is right there.
You braided 3 braids on my face.
She's
ew. Dangling between my eyes. I'm like, hi, Dad.
Oh, that's hilarious. I will never forget. So one of my friends growing up in middle school, she had her older brother he was fine. He was cute. But he had a friend that we were both he's the hottest thing I've ever seen in my life. We both had the biggest crush on him, and he was always coming over and stuff.
Amazing.
And we were 14. We were little babies, had braces, right? Maybe I was 13, 14. And they were a couple years older, maybe 3 years older. And they would do tobacco dip in their, But of course, we're we'll try it, we'll be cool. So I will never forget the image of me packing that disgusting stuff, not understanding it, and it getting all stuck in my braces.
Oh, no.
It was
gross.
Not cute at all. It was
It
was disgusting. And I was this didn't have the desire that I wanted it. Desired impact.
Trying to look sexy with a big wad of chew very difficult.
Yep. Yeah,
you did it,
thought about that. Anyway. Back to the story. Okay. I'd had a crush on Todd for years. He flirted with me, but Jess was always grossed out and annoyed by it, so I never wanted to cross that boundary or make her upset. One weekend, Jess's parents went out of town, and she and her brother decided to throw a party. It felt like half the high school was there. 4 red solo cups, a shitty beer later, and I was forgetting all about that boundary I was determined not to cross. Todd was also getting a little drunk and a little touchy-feely. Before I knew it, we were kissing in the kitchen. Not wanting to make Jess upset, I told him I couldn't do this here. I was worried she would see or someone would tell her. He said, let's go outside, and grabbed me by my hand and led me out the back door. We walked away from the outdoor spotlight and found a nearby tree where we proceeded to lean against it and make out like our lives depended on it. He told me how beautiful I was and how much he liked me, and it was everything I'd ever wanted to hear. Then he started unbuttoning my pants and began to finger me.
Whoa.
I was super turned on by him, but then he stopped and said, what is that?
Oh, no.
What? I said. He said, something feels weird. Then I remembered I was on the end of my period.
Horrible.
And I had a tampon in.
Oh, no.
She forgot. What an idiot. That I had completely forgotten all about it. Mortified, I said, I have to go to the bathroom. And luckily, a few kids came out to smoke right at that time. So it was a perfect excuse and distraction. I was so weirded out by all of it and too young to process it properly. So I just kind of avoided him after that.
Yep.
He got a girlfriend soon after, and that was that. It could have ruined my friendship with Jess. So for that, I'm grateful that nothing ever happened, but it was humiliating.
That
at
is
the time.
Really bad. That's embarrassing.
Isn't that so horrible?
But I could totally understand.
She forgot she had a tampon. I get why she forgot. She was just so excited and in the moment and whatever.
This is what I'm saying. I mean, it's like, come on, universe. You know what I mean? You're giving this girl the moment of her life. Well, it's like there's such a buildup to it. So she's like making out. It's like winning the lottery and then being like, psych, it's not a real lottery. You got a tampon in your vagina.
It's just, it's so embarrassing. At that age, too. That's humiliating.
It's so bad. Yeah, that's embarrassing.
Maybe it saved the friendship. Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah. I can't imagine.
Do you have another one?
Oh, yeah, I do. I'm going to tell a story from the vault.
Ooh, yes. My favorite kind.
Okay.
The best stories.
I can't believe I forgot this. So back in my 20s, my sister was visiting me, my younger sister, and we went to the Trader Joe's in West Hollywood, which I don't even know. It was on Melrose. I don't even know if it's still there. But we go in there and whatever. We're going to like get supplies for her stay. And I was in line and she was in another line. She's buying her stuff and I'm buying my stuff and whatever. So I'm in back of this woman and I noticed there's a commotion in front of me. And all I could see was the cashier like really frazzled. And she was like trying to get all these groceries, the woman in front of me's groceries into these bags. And she was like apologizing like profusely. She was like, I'm so sorry. Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Okay, I'm so sorry. And the woman was like, can you hurry up? Can you hurry this up, please? She didn't even say please. She was like, hurry this up. Hurry up. You're so slow. You're going so slow. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God.
And then she said, don't apologize to me. You don't know me. You don't know who I am. Just hurry up. And like, I need to go. And I flipped out. I just was like,
I love that.
Instantly like, excuse me. Do you see what she's doing? She's trying to put your groceries in your grocery bags and you are harassing her and she's trying to do the best she can do. And what you should do is just sit there and watch your groceries get x-rayed and then put in a bag and then get out of here so that we don't have to sit here and listen to this anymore.
I love that. I'm so proud of you.
But as I'm talking, I'm noticing that this woman's face is like, she has like silk, like her skin is silk and she's got these dark glasses on and she's just getting a little bit flushed. Like her neck is really red, but her face is just a little flushed. And then I just felt her fume. Like she was fuming. Oh, and she just like slowly got her bags, glided out. Didn't say another word the whole time. And the cashiers were like, yay! As soon as she left, they were like, woo! And I was like, what? I mean, that was so rude. And they said, well, she's always rude to us. She's so rude to us. She comes in here all the time. She's so rude. And I'm like, oh. She's like, but we don't say anything because of who she is. And I was like, who was that? She's like, that was Faye Dunaway. I yelled at Faye Dunaway.
That's hilarious.
Who used to be one of my favorite actresses.
She's still alive.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's terrible.
That's terrible. But it's embarrassing too because I would never have yelled if I'd known it was Faye Dunaway. I don't even care.
I think that you should yell even harder because it's Faye Dunaway because you don't get to act like that because you're an actor. You're not better than anybody else, you know?
I was shocked.
That's so gross. But so many people do good. That.
Yeah, so many people
so
do
many
do that.
People
but it was
get
embarrassing.
A horrible ego and think that they can talk down to people. I mean, we worked in the restaurant business forever. We saw every A-list celebrity under the sun.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are really nice and a lot of them are really shitty.
A lot of them are really
And that's the thing is like, you know, it comes down to your character and like what you do doesn't make you better than anyone else. So like you don't deserve to treat someone like that. So I love that you did that.
Thanks.
And I love it even more that you did that to Faye Dunaway because she deserved that. Okay.
She like drove up to her mansion and was like, I'll never go back to that Trader Joe's.
Good. Hopefully she doesn't. And honestly, I hope that you changed something in her that day. I hope you made her realize like what a shitty human being she was to like these people who are just trying to do their job. And like, why are they even apologizing to her? That infuriates me. I would have said something too. I couldn't have held it in. I definitely would have said something too.
Well, someone.
It's so not cool.
So clearly she was preying on that girl's vulnerability and embarrassment. And honestly, that girl was so nice. She was just being so nice.
The fact that they all clapped when she left and were so happy that someone had the balls to tell her off.
But it was
I love that.
Because I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, but I honestly like.
Yeah, she's one of the reasons I came out here. Like, you know, it's just so wild. It comes full circle.
Mm-hmm.
Don't meet your idols.
Never meet your heroes because they're bitches. Okay. This next story comes from my friend Kate, Kate Pierce Vintage on Instagram. She's been an online friend of mine for years. We've actually met in person too. Yay. I love her. She's crazy talented, has a beautiful home filled with gorgeous vintage finds. So definitely go follow her right now. Kate Pierce Vintage. It's K-A-T-E-P-E-A-R-C-E Vintage. Anyway, here's her story. I thought this was so funny and, you know, relatable because I'm always on that Facebook marketplace.
Woo woo. Oh, me too.
Okay. I buy and sell a lot of Facebook marketplace, but recently I had the biggest Facebook marketplace fail of all time. I listed this rug for sale and it had been about 10 days and I was wondering what was going on. It was a beautiful large rug. It was in excellent condition and it was listed at a great price. It made no sense that I wouldn't have at least one hit on it. I thought, how have I not gotten one single message? So I went back to the listing to examine it and see how maybe I could edit the wording, etc., to make it more appealing. That's when I discovered my mistake.
Oh, no.
Somehow, when I was clicking on pictures and videos to be uploaded to the listing, I had made my first picture a 10-second close-up video of a spider in a web that I recorded in my backyard. I can only imagine what people looking at this listing must have thought.
That is so funny.
Isn't that hilarious?
Like, wait, so you're telling me you're selling spiders?
They're like rug for sale, and the first picture is just a video of a close-up spider in a web. They're like, is this person going to trap me if I go to their house? Are they saying that I'm the spider, they're the web? Like, what is going on here?
Oh,
like,
gosh,
what is this
serial killer vibes,
you know?
For
like,
sure.
No one's going to, I'm not writing somebody that has a spider for the first picture. No. Like, no way.
I didn't even think of the, like, the prey predator.
Yeah, like, that's my thought. Oh, like, yeah. I'm like, ooh, what is this creepo trying to say? Like, what does this
just
mean?
Show me the rug.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
That's so funny. That's the best.
And
I
it's
love
like
that.
A funny little kind of embarrassment, you know, a different kind of embarrassing story.
Okay. This is from Rick in Michigan. Hi, Rick. And he says, this summer, I was proudly watching my son take his first bumper boat ride. He's 5 and loves the water, and I thought he'd enjoy this, especially since his brother and 2 friends were going too. I watched proudly as he got on the boat, but on his way in, he looked like he knocked into something. He instantly grabbed his crotch. He looked around. There were other parents all around us, making it difficult to get near him. Before I could say anything, he screams, "Dad, my penis is broken!" I was humiliated. I tried to pretend he wasn't mine, but he just looked at me and pointed to his crotch and screamed, "Daddy, my penis is broken!"
Oh, no.
And then he whimpered and jumped in the water and started swimming to the edge, saying, "I knocked my penis and it's broken."
Aww.
It was so sad. He jumped in the water. Has to be the like so gross. We taught our boys the anatomy words when they were very young, and I'd never regretted it more than in that moment. It was excruciating having to run around and go stand by the edge of the water and help him out. He was soaked, and the poor little guy had really knocked his penis getting into that bumper boat.
He broke his penis.
So sad. Keeping my head down, I pulled my son out of the water and made a beeline for the bathroom. People were staring, and not an encouraging word was offered. Bumper boats was a family place, and who knows how many innocent ears learned the word penis that day. That's so sad. I know, I'm sure that's going to happen to me one day.
Oh, yeah. Your kids constantly embarrass you. That's like their job. Like, yes, they're so good at it.
Yeah, well, I'm ready, I guess.
Get ready.
Buckled up.
Okay, this next story comes from Chris in LA, and he writes, in the mid-2000s, I was a struggling actor in Los Angeles. I auditioned a lot, but never seemed to book anything, and it was really frustrating. I waited tables to pay the bills. One day, I had to get a shift covered for a callback for a commercial, and it ended up being my lucky day. I booked it.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it was a big one, a car commercial shooting in Spain. Back then, commercials paid way more than they do now, and I was getting a free paid trip to Spain.
That's
I'd never
amazing.
Even been out of the country. I was so excited and so nervous. This would also be my first commercial, and they were paying me a lot of money and flying me to Spain. What if I fucked up? I pushed that thought down and tried to just focus on the excitement around the job.
That thought is so scary.
Yeah, but I mean, who doesn't think that?
Right.
You know? Like,
oh, everyone
whenever you
does.
Book a big job, it's like terrifying at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a villain coming after you.
Exactly. The day finally arrived and I was in Spain. The actors flew in a day early and were all feeling a little jet lagged. I was hanging out with the actors and crew and having a late dinner. They eat really late there. I had a 6 a.m. call time, but I was in my early 20s and really stupid. So I stayed out all night drinking.
No.
I think I maybe got 2 hours of sleep when my alarm started going off.
No.
I felt like absolute shit. What was I thinking? I finally get a big break and I'm blowing it. I was determined to hold it together. A van picked me up along with some other actors from the hotel, and we started the trek to the shoot. It was about a 45-minute van ride on windy roads. Not ideal for a hangover.
This is terrible.
My co-star asked me if I was okay and said I looked green. I sort of shook my head yes, and then I puked.
Oh, yeah.
In my mouth. Ooh. I swallowed it back down.
That's disgusting.
It was disgusting. You took the words right out of the mouth. I don't know how I didn't projectile vomit on everyone in that van. My co-star offered me some bread, but the thought of eating anything just made me feel more sick. Finally, we arrived at the shooting location. I jumped out of the vehicle and immediately puked in a bush while everyone watched in horror. I was so humiliated. My amazing co-star told everyone that I had bad motion sickness from the drive.
Great.
The PA brought me a water and some bread, and I was able to power through. Thankfully, the shoot turned out great, and I learned my lesson on drinking the night before a shoot.
Oh, God.
The twist, the turn.
I know. Like, I was so scared. I thought that was going to be like, you get fired on the job. Yeah. You have to go all the way back. And you don't get to shoot it.
He got to blame it on the van.
That is such a good
windy roads.
Oh man, I was living that story. That was so good.
Isn't that terrible though?
So terrible.
But that is the dumb shit that you do in your early 20s. You're like, I can go out all night drinking and then go to my job. It's fine.
Yeah,
it's
you totally jeopardize. Fine. Yeah, and a job like that's so huge, you know?
Yeah.
Because that could make it or break it. Really.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh! Wow, that's a good story. Mm-hmm. We don't have very many of those. If you have audition stories or anything like that, please send them in. Wait, I have one story actually that I was going to tell that I don't have. I mean, it's just that happened yesterday.
Oh,
it happened yesterday, and it's like a twofer. Like it was embarrassing for me. Mm-hmm. And it was embarrassing for my mother-in-law.
Oh,
so it's a twofer.
Okay,
so here we go.
Let's get into it.
Up north visiting my in-laws.
Everyone loves a mother-in-law story.
Oh, here we go. Buckle up. No, it's not that bad yet. I mean, it's not that bad, but it's bad. So. I go up there. We go to get a Christmas tree for them. The kid throws it on top of her SUV and we're driving home. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Ellie, my son's there and we're just like, you know, driving down the street. And we're talking about they just got a new puppy. And she was talking about how she has to give that puppy a treat every time it pees, every time it poops.
Right.
You know, just like, you know, just like to train it.
Right.
And I know nothing about puppies or dogs or anything. But so she pulled into their driveway and it's a little bit of a drive down to where they live. And so we're just talking and she said, well, you know, eventually I'm going to wean her. I'm going to wean her. And all I heard because my ears are broken was I'm a wiener. And I was like, what, Jan? She's like, yeah, I'm a wiener. I'm like, no, you're not. You're not a wiener. Don't say that. We're not doing this. We're not going there. What are you talking about? She's like, no, not I'm a wiener. I'm going to wean her, which turned into us yelling at the top of our lungs. I'm a wiener. I'm a wiener. It's like 2-year-olds. And then she drives. She curves like screaming that out the window. She's curves into the driveway and the Christmas tree slammed into the top of the driveway because it wasn't enough. There was enough room and it was on top of the car. So she pulls into their garage and the tree shoots behind us.
Oh my God.
Shoots behind us. And it's like dangling off of her car. And I get out and she gets out and she's like, oh my God. Like,
I thought you were going to say she went through and it like stripped all the leaves off and it was just going to be like a stick on the top of the car, which would be so funny.
It's just one long, like naked tree.
Yeah.
You could like put ornaments on it. Yeah, no. So it was that was embarrassing for her. So yeah, I had an embarrassing moment because my ears broke and then she had an embarrassing moment.
Because she knocked the tree off.
She knocked the tree. It slammed it into their garage.
But you saved it. You rescued it.
I did. I carried that tree into the house and she like drove to the store to get coffee. She was so embarrassed.
You carried it in by yourself, whole tree. That's so
I offered, obviously.
Was it a big tree?
It's a big tree, but it was fine. It wasn't hard. My hands were bleeding by the end, but it's fine. That's good.
You were filled with spider bites.
I was filled with spider bites. I got caught in a spider web. Yeah. So that was it. That just happened yesterday.
And now you're Spider Woman. So there you go.
And now I'm going to post only spider videos when I'm trying to sell something on Facebook Marketplace.
Tie it all.
Bring it around.
Yes. I love it.
Yay.
That was our show. Mm-mm-mm. We hope you loved it. If you did, please tell a friend, rate, review, and subscribe. That helps us move up the charts. And if you've got a story that made you turn beet red, please email us at beetredpodcast@gmail.com.
And if you want to buy us a coffee, you can go to our Patreon page, which is linked in our show notes. And if you can't beat them,
join them. See you next week.